Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I am Mark Grody, and I get to fill in today for Lawrence Holmes, Brandon Fryer. Are we going to do this? Let's go!
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Zach LaVine knows that he is supremely talented, that he has the ability to just take over NBA games, but because of some of the physical limitations there and because for the bulk of the season he's had DeMar DeRozan playing alongside of him, you haven't seen him pushing himself in that regard. Tonight has to be a night for Zach LaVine, for the Chicago Bulls, for those who are dressing in this game, where you do see that elite level Zach LaVine. I think that, you know, what he has available to him contract-wise, he's locked up the max deal. That part is cool. But tonight can be one of those nights where you're sort of redefining how you're viewed in the sport. Back-to-back All-Star games, that's there. Finally on an excellent team, that's there. But now, with no Debo in the lineup, Zach LaVine, have the glow. Reassert yourself. We saw some of that, you know, that tenacity kind of coming out, him being upset the other night. Getting upset after you're down 30 points, that's understandable. Be upset from jump. Be upset from the opening tip-off, man. Don't just have Alex Caruso be the only guy out there diving around.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
I'm getting better. I still don't feel natural doing it because I'm thinking about it too much. This hour on The Score is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Online at CarX.com. I'm Mark Grody. In for Lawrence Holmes today. And I am available to you at 312-644-6767. You can also find me on Twitter at Mark Grody Sports. The text line is popping as well. It is wide open too for you at 312-644-6767. I'm so happy to look over on the other side of the glass and see Brandon Fryer over there. It's been a while since we've worked together. I felt like we worked together like every night for a while, and now here we are reunited.
I like it. Yeah. I like the jacket. You you got the blue jean, I got the black one. It's like we called each other and told each other what we was going to wear.
That means a lot because I just bought this recently, and I was like, if somebody doesn't mention my sweet Levi's jeans jacket that I just bought, and these aren't cheap, you know. I've been doing a lot of Target shopping. I went all out for this puppy. So you saying that has just made my day. That has made my show.
You're looking real smooth out there.
Thank you, man. You too. You too. The hair looks good too. I think, did you let it grow out a little bit since we last?
Yeah, let it grow out a little bit. Right. I always wear hats, so.
That's what it is. Usually you've got the volleyball gear on, because I think last time I saw you, like usually you got the shorts, the t-shirt, and the hat on. Like you just, I don't know why I say volleyball, but it just feels like volleyball.
It's fine.
All
it's
the
cool.
Time. We have a lot to do on this show. The Bulls were a mess again last night in New Orleans, 126-109. And they are not only building losses, the Bulls are building bad losses. It's another what the heck happened game because they keep having those. They had one in Sacramento. They had one against Milwaukee. They have had one last night against New Orleans because they're there. Good things are happening, and then it all crumbles. And that is not a good sign at all, that it does not portend good things for the postseason for the Bulls, assuming that they, well, get into an actual slot as opposed to a play-in slot. So we're going to talk about the Bulls with Tony Anthony Gill here from NBC Sports Chicago in a couple of minutes. I got Bears stuff, and it centers on Justin Fields and still having no idea how anybody with the Bears actually feels about Justin Fields, the player. So we will get into those two things. I got some baseball things with the Cubs and the White Sox tournament going on in our backyard as well. But next, we get into the Bulls with Tony Gill on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
I think everybody's, you know, on high alert right now. It is what it is. You're not going to tell somebody to act a different way and be themselves. I'm not going to try to turn into somebody I'm not. I think that's fake. People can see through that. So I think everybody knows, what's ahead of us and, you know, what we need to do. And if we don't, or if you don't understand that in the locker room, then, you know, you're in the wrong place. So it's not that you have to turn the volume up. It's just we just got to, you know, stop talking about it and get a win. You know, simple as that.
Well, the Bulls, Zach LaVine, did turn the volume up last night. He had 23 points in the first half with DeMar DeRozan out with a groin injury. Ended up with 39 points in the game. However, he and the Bulls lost to New Orleans 126-109, a game you heard right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm Mark Rohde filling in for Lawrence Holmes. We're going to be joined by Tony Gill here in just a second, but a little bit of controversy coming in on the text line due to my bass drop. Just a little bit of feedback. Hey, Mark, was curious if you do the bass drop to the intro. Mark, that was a bleeped up bass drop, my man. I don't know if that means good or bad, actually. Do the bass drop in Harrison Ford voice. I should have. I would have gotten 100% approval, but that would be cheap on my part. I mean, I do party tricks, and I know that it gets 100% approval, but I have to. Sometimes I have to go on my own. And then also from the 312, I'm excited for the Grody bass drop. So that's just a little bit of feedback. Keep it coming in at 312-644-6767. Another bad loss for the Bulls last night. And let's go to our friends at NBC Sports Chicago. We bring in Tony Gill. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. What's going on, Tony Gill?
You know what, Mark? I was just listening. Look, man, the bass drop is what comes naturally for you to do, man. Like, there's no specific way to do the bass drop. You just feel the bass drop and then do what feels natural. You know what I'm saying?
It's my interpretation of the bass drop.
Exactly.
That's what it
exactly.
is. I like to either step on it or be delayed mm-hmm. or slightly mm-hmm. ahead. That is my – I like to – Tony – I have always been like this in my radio mm-hmm. life. I color outside of the lines. You can't predict yeah. what's going to come out of my mouth, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how dare those texters combat you on your interpretation of the bass drop?
Exactly. Exactly. And I even think Lawrence Holmes would appreciate it. Because Lawrence Holmes doesn't want me to come on here and just copy him and do his thing, or else that would be highly unoriginal, and he'd probably be pissed that I was copying. Nobody wants to be copied, right?
Yeah, facts, man. Yeah, leave Mark Grody alone. Let him do his thing.
I appreciate you, Tony. Even though I was supposed to be on The Rush with you yesterday on NBC Sports Chicago, I don't know if you realize there's a little bit of controversy. I did receive a text message from the wonderful Danny Wysocki yesterday asking if I could go on The Rush with Tony Gill. And I got back to her a little bit late because, you know, I sleep a little bit during the day. And and then I said, sure, you know, what time? And she said, oh, sorry, we don't need you. So I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know if we're not over communicating. I don't know what happened, but there needs to be a meeting of some sort.
No, we're all good, man. I mean, Danny, she's a great guest booker. You know, we don't want to throw things on people unexpectedly. So, okay. You know, if there's like the time frame is starting to get shorter, where it's like 2 hours or an hour before the show starts, we're like, we don't want to just throw stuff on them. So we'll okay. catch you next time.
Okay.
So that's the thing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And I do love Danny. It just, I felt a little bit lost, and now I feel found. Tony, the Bulls have been lost. How have you been viewing these games? What do you think that, you know, another, what I look at is just a bad loss. A bad loss to New Orleans, 126-109, where they are just not playing for four quarters. What do you see happening or not happening with these Bulls right now?
Yeah, they're playing like poopy. a lot of poopy.
Uh-huh.
And
change those poopies.
Yeah. And, you know, it really starts defensively, where, you know, you start to think of it in the grand scheme of things. It's like, yeah, Alex Caruso's back. You know, does Lonzo really make that much of a difference? I mean, they're giving up, you know, 120 plus, you know, almost every game, it seems like. And, you know, one player, obviously Lonzo's a, you know, a great defender and a key player in that starting lineup, but one player isn't going to fix all of their defensive issues. And teams have really, the best part about the NBA season is the chess match across the season, where, you know, teams, this is a new look Bulls. Nobody's really expecting things from them. They catch the league off guard. And once everybody starts preparing for them in the second half, where everybody is setting their playoff rosters and want to make playoff pushes, now teams are scouting you. And now everything is just turned to mush. Everything's turned to mush on both ends of the court, but specifically on the defensive end, they can't stop anybody. Their defense is toilet tissue, and it's been awful during this stretch, on top of them not being able to adequately perform on the offensive end outside of the two best players. But I keep mentioning this because it's just not a coincidence. That streak that they went on, mm-hmm. where DeMar DeRozan was Wilt Chamberlain and Michael Jordan, essentially, mm-hmm. That was not going to last.
Yeah.
And when it did not last, they started losing games. So, I mean, this Bulls team ended up being what we all thought that they were going to be at the beginning of the season.
Do you think that the Bulls got to a point where they were, Because we saw their maximum, they were winning those games too, not only with the Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain-esque movement by DeMar DeRozan, but also it felt like with maximum effort. And do you think they started to feel themselves a little bit and maybe coast a little bit and take the foot off the proverbial gas pedal?
Well, we only can go by what, you know, they say and what Billy Donovan. And Billy Donovan has actually been honest. You know, it's been kind of refreshing from a coaching standpoint,
yeah.
You know, in the city about what's going on. But, you know, he's mentioned about, you know, just lack of effort in certain spaces and lack of aggression in certain spaces defensively. And it's a big thing defensively because that's all effort. You know, you don't mm-hmm. need a particular set of skills to play defense. You just need to communicate and want to play defense. And again, it's a long season, so maybe, you know, guys that, you know, were playing a little bit above themselves, you know, that started to come down some and things started to regress back to the mean. But, you know, defense is a difficult thing to keep up with in terms of energy. But for a team that has very little margin of error, they need to play consistent defense. And that defense, even with Alex Caruso coming back, has still plummeted. You know, they were a top 10 defense, a top 5 defense,
yeah.
You know, before, and now they're like not even in the middle of the pack. Like, it, the funniest thing is they've been so extreme. They can't be, it will be okay if they were just, okay, they were top 10 or they were a top 5 defense and they slipped to 15, 16 in the middle of the pack. Okay. You know, that things happen or whatever, but they aren't even in the middle. And that's the most frustrating part, is they're either extremely hot or extremely cold. They haven't been consistent enough to settle in on anything defensively, and it's starting to seep into the offense as well.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, that even with Alex Caruso back, maybe their best defensive player, and I get it, Lonzo Ball is out, and he's one of their best defensive players too, but it has been, as you are indicating, rudimentary, basic things on defense, like communication between Zach LaVine and Kobe White, it seems like, all the time. So it is basic stuff. How much do you put, if any, on, and I God bless him for being honest, but what is Billy Donovan's culpability in that, in getting them to play better, smarter defense?
Well, it is. I mean, after you see what the players are, you know, in terms of their ability, now it's up to the coach to kind of set the tone and really put some foot in some butts. And I know that, I mean, we don't know what goes on in practice or anything like that, but look, these guys have to – their season is on the line. I mean, this coming up game against Cleveland is a huge game. Like, the last game against Cleveland was a big one, but this one is even bigger because they're sliding down the standings. And I can't imagine that they don't know what's going on, you know, in terms of, like, how their season is turning out, in terms of where they were and where they are now. So, I mean, it's up to Billy Donovan to figure out some lineup changes. The thought, I think Casey Johnson wrote about it for NBC Sports Chicago, and then I think he asked Billy about it too, was, you know, just trying different things defensively. Like, they may have to start Patrick Williams. Like, they may just have to secede the offense right now because, yeah, you know, Patrick hasn't really, you know, settled in offensively in his NBA career, but he is a body that they need defensively. So they need to make sure they'll figure out the offense later. But for right now, they need to shore up their defense. So they need to try some more different things. Maybe play some small ball five with Derrick Jones Jr. Like, they need to mix up some things defensively, and not just to prepare for the playoffs, but they need to start winning games right now.
9 games to go in the regular season, so that is a really good point by you, Tony. And the Bulls right now just a 1-game lead over Cleveland. The Bulls in 5th place, Cleveland right on their butts in the 6th spot in the Eastern Conference right now. And I don't think any of us thought that the Bulls were going to get there. I didn't think the Bulls, Tony, were going to maintain first place, but I thought they would at least, you know, stay in the top 4 or so. So this has been a precipitous fall. I want to ask you about one specific, maybe a couple specifics from last night's loss at New Orleans. What did you think of the Jose Alvarado sneak attack of Alex Caruso?
I mean, there's always a guy, right? I mean, for the last couple of years, there was the Sixers guard that came off the bench and killed the Bulls last year. Korkmaz. I think Korkmaz? I think that's his name.
Let's go with that. Yep.
Yeah, let's just go with that. Yeah.
Korkmaz.
no disrespect, but I mean, you get my point, right?
Like,
there's always a guy, right?
Devontae Graham, yeah. Jose Alvarado. Yeah, I didn't know about any of these guys. I was Eldorado. What's this? What's going on here with this Eldorado fella?
Yeah, there's always a guy, you know, if again, for the Bulls are a semi-talented team. They have their best players for the majority of the time who have all been all-stars. But the Bulls still need to play with effort every night for them to win games. And when a team is out-efforting you as well, you get last night's score. So, as much as it's surprising that this is the NBA. Guys are playing for jobs. Guys are playing for contracts. So it's not super surprising that a guy, he gets hot and then goes on a streak. And now it's your job to, okay, who is this guy? Like, what was this guy? What do we have in those timeouts? And say, okay, he needs to be stopped now. He's killing us. I know he's not Brandon Ingram. He's not, you know, Zion Williams. He's not one of their star players, but he is hurting us right now. So who is that guy to you know, step up, take that challenge. And it's not just, you know, Alex, go get him. Look, the way offenses are run now, a lot of the times it's not just one-on-one basketball. Guys are going through screens. Guys are, you know, getting help from their other teammates to get off of particular defenders. And then you see what happens when, you know, a guy gets runs rampant.
Absolutely. I mean, and God, I'm hoping that this DeMar DeRozan groin thing is just a day-to-day thing and that he gets back into the lineup at Cleveland tomorrow. I'm presuming that he will be, but even if he is back, like, teams have it's trapping time, Tony, and it can't, believe it or not, it can't just be Zach LaVine. We saw what Zach LaVine did last night, 39 points, and the Bulls didn't win. They need they need Kobe White doing what he was doing last night. They need Vucevic to keep making those threes, which until very recently he seemed like he missed every single open three pointer.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that they talk about as well as the game progresses. Vucevic, he shrinks, and it's not, you know, all on him. It's he's not getting those opportunities as the game goes on, and as you can see, as the game gets, you know, longer, heading into the second half, into the third, going into the fourth, the Bulls offense tends to shrink in terms of ball movement, in terms of player movement, then in terms to one screen roll and let Zach or DeMar do whatever they, you know, need to do. Other teams are running things, running offense. Mm-hmm. Instead of just point of attack offense where it's screen roll and then you see what else, there's some back end action. There's some down screens happening. It's I'm telling you, Mark, it frustrates me to no end to watch a Bulls possession in a late game offense. And again, this is a make or miss league. You've got to have guys just to make shots. I get that. But the good teams are running offenses. And the Bulls seems to they halt and stop, and everybody looks and says, Zach, go do it. DeMar, go do it. We will stand at the three-point line and watch. And that's what it gets reduced to. And that's not going to work 100% of the time. Like,
yeah.
They're not that talented to do
right,
that.
Right.
So, like, when we're talking about Vooch, they have to get him involved.
Mm-hmm.
They have to make a point. He is a former All-Star. They traded picks to get him, and his role has been significantly reduced, obviously, with the addition of DeMar DeRozan, but he's still a part of their big three. They aren't getting the most out of him, especially last night, where you were down your best player. You needed Vooch to get those opportunities, and those opportunities were just not there.
Tony, excellent stuff. We have a guest questionnaire here. Adam Studzinski is just breathless over there on the other side of the glass, sitting next to Brandon Fryer. Looks like he's got something for you. I have no idea what.
Yeah, Tony, hey, how you doing? Number one,
don't worry, cut the pleasantries. Yeah. Cut the crap.
So,
we don't have time for that.
I need to know, Tony, who did you have to pay to be a 5 seed in this Bears Twitter madness when I'm not even there as the number one Bears fan at the Score, and Russ Dorsey's not there either? This is ridiculous.
Hey, I'm not in it either.
Yeah,
I'm not
Grody's in it either. Who are you blackmailing to be a 5 seed, bro?
Yo, I had no idea that was a thing until Cam Ellis added me. And I'm like, oh, this is like a Bears 108 tournament here.
The dude that makes it has 400 right followers.
Yeah. I mean, he put in the work. He got all the pundits he could. Hey, man, I don't know what to tell you. I'm a Bears pundit. The people love my Bears takes. I don't know what to tell you, son.
Wait a minute. Cam Ellis made this thing?
Yeah, as an 11. Yeah.
Wait, no.
12. It's 12.
I thought you were saying he's the creator of it.
No, I don't care.
He's in it. He deserves to be. I was like, wait a minute. I got to have a talk with Cam if he was the one that made this thing.
Cam knows.
Yeah. Cam was a 12 seed. I beat out Cam. I did not get upset, but then I lost to Bleacher Nation Bears in the next round by a lot. So, you know, I'm out now too. So we're all the same right now.
All right, Tony, you're still the goods in my book. Tony, Anthony, Mr. Gill, whatever it is, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Of course, Mark. Check you later.
Yep, that is Tony Gill from NBC Sports Chicago talking about the Bulls. I'm Mark Grody filling in for Lawrence Holmes here on The Score coming up. Top of the hour, we're going full Bears as we'll talk to my guy Chris Emma, who covers the Bears for 670thescore.com. He also is, I think he might be covering the Notre Dame Pro Day as well, or at least he's paying very close attention to it. That, yes, I'm getting the thumbs up from Brandon Fryer. That is the case. Got to take a break, though. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Mark Grody in for Lawrence Holmes today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're going to talk to Chris Emma in just a little bit, who is covering the Notre Dame Pro Day. Emma also covers the Bears, so we will split our time in that conversation, probably mostly Bears, because he said he left the following note for us, which we are going to follow up on with Emma. He says he has a note about the new front office hire. That's all we know. So it's a little ambiguous. We'll have Emma, boy, Emma throwing a, this is like a two-way tease. Emma throws the tease to us, and then we throw it to you, and then Emma, in 5 minutes, hopefully will deliver on that. The Bears continue to rebuild because they have torn down. Now they are rebuilding. Their latest signings are the following. Quarterback Trevor Siemian, supposedly a two-year deal with the Bears, and still standing by on Ryan Bates, the offensive lineman who signed the offer sheet with the Bears. Buffalo within its five-day window to match that. So I guess they are down to 4 days to have that happen. Just looking at my Twitter, and I am seeing yet another. Social media has been popping with Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, where our afternoon show. We'll be hanging out today and telling you how great life is and at pools. They will probably be drinking on the air, which I could tell you from personal experience doesn't work. So they will be on. It'll be Matt Spiegel and Dan Bernstein from 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock live from Las Vegas right here on The Score today. So I'm definitely looking forward to hearing that. Deshaun Watson has been speaking today, and we are waiting to maybe get a little bit of audio on that. I'm sure that if we don't have it, they will have some on the afternoon show. The only thing that I hate about those things, and it looks like he's answering all of the questions, and from what I've been told, they are asking difficult questions and making him be accountable for them in whichever way. Here's what I don't like. It always gets to a point where whenever there is an athlete who does something wrong and then they're questioned about it, you get that day and then you're not allowed to ask about it anymore. And you can't follow up on it anymore. And if you do follow up on it, then you're crossing some line. And that's the part that I'm already anticipating as annoying me, that he gets through this, he quote unquote gets it over with, and then if a reporter tries to ask another question in the future, we're not talking about that anymore. So that's already a preemptive bothering of mine right now. College hoops coverage on The Score is presented by Samuel Adams Wicked Hazy. Absolutely. Yes, there is college basketball going on at the United Center. Today at 6:30, Providence against Kansas at the United Center. And then tonight, right around 9 o'clock, I think they actually say 8:59, it's Iowa State and Miami. And I have seen the herds of Iowa State fans and Kansas fans walking throughout the city. I'm actually amused by it, and I had been anticipating it and waiting for it. They all see, like, I would imagine this is true. Kansas people and Iowa State people are really wholesome, nice, vintage Midwestern people, especially the Iowa people. That is what I have found in my life. Take a quick break, come back, and Chris Emma will join us to talk Bears and Notre Dame Pro Day. It's the Lawrence Holmes Show. Mark Grody filling in on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit Game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.